The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the GAA are likely to reveal their tentative plans for the coming months later today as the coronavirus crisis continues. It's expected the remainder of this year's Allianz League campaigns will be cancelled in a step mirrored by the LGFA yesterday. The Tier 2 Charlton Cup could be deferred for a year if the GAA opt for a straight knockout football championship. Tom Parsons was speaking to Joe Malloy on OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app last night. Parsons suffered an horrific knee injury against Galway in 2018 and he was told he would never run again, but he beat the odds. The Mayo footballer talked about who was there for him on his road to recovery.
Maybe in times of adversity you realise, you know, how close, who's in your close circles, and, you know, incredible to have, you know, my wife Carol, who's a physiotherapist, you know, every day, you know, helped me out with rehab, you know, went to every single session in sports surgery clinic and every rehab session, and just your teammates as well, you know, checking in with you every on a weekly and a monthly basis to see how progress and rehab is going and your family. So, you know, ultimately it's the people around you and the people who you can surround yourself with that really helps in times of adversity like that.
You can hear the full interview with Tom on offtheball.com. IOC President Thomas Bach says the Tokyo Olympics can act as a light at the end of the tunnel. The coronavirus pandemic led to this summer's games being postponed until next summer at the latest. Next year's World Athletics Championships in Oregon could be moved to 2022 as a result. It's the first time in history an Olympic Games has been postponed. The Irish Grand National Festival at Ferry House has been cancelled. It follows a government directive that all sports still ongoing behind closed doors be suspended. The measure will remain in place until April 19th at the earliest. Pep Guardiola has made a €1 million contribution to the fight against coronavirus in his native Spain. The Manchester City manager is currently in Barcelona. He's donated the sum to the Medical College of Barcelona and the Angel Soler Daniel Foundation. Meanwhile, expert on all things Italy, writer Paddy Agnew, joined us on OTB Sports Radio last night. He spoke about how the Champions League game between Atalanta and Valencia in Milan turned into a melting pot for the coronavirus.
Let me tell you one other thing. It's very, very interesting. And again, it's football linked. And it is that one of the senior doctors at the Giovanni XXIII Hospital here in Bergamo, he's convinced that Champions League first leg home tie in Milan that I just mentioned, that was basically what he called a biological bomb. Because what happened was that 40,000 Bergamo fans all travelled down to the match together. They celebrated a bit before, they celebrated a bit afterwards, they came home. And what they didn't realise was that a lot of them were infected, because at that point, at the time that match was played, on the 19th of February, not a single person had died in Italy. 3 weeks later, 333 people died in 1 week in Bergamo. So, scientists now believe, what the medics now believe, is that, you know, an awful lot of those people were carriers. They went to that match and then they came home and they went, and, you know, a lot of Italian families live in a very extended family unit. Mm. And they brought home a lot of infection to a lot of old people, and a lot of old people have accordingly died. And it's in keeping with that, speaking to the Mayor Gori today, when we asked him about that match, he said he doesn't know whether or not, he said there are other reasons why the virus spread so fast and so vigorously in Bergamo, but that has certainly been a major reason. Mm. And he looks at, he said another thing, spontaneously said he cannot understand how important countries, Britain and the USA in particular, he mentioned, how come they haven't learned from the Italian experience? Italy was the first country to be hit. Italy is ahead of the curve in that sense. Look at what's happened in Italy and realise that one thing you can't do is have mass gatherings.
Don't forget OTBAM is coming up at 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan. We'll be speaking to the Dublin footballer Philly McMahon and Paralympics CEO Miriam Malone. You can listen to the show on the OTB Sports Radio channel on the Go Loud app. Then later on, we'll be speaking to Ronan O'Gara and Peter Stringer about their halfback partnership with Munster and Ireland, and hearing from John O'Shea and Kevin Kilbane about the Republic of Ireland's first ever match at Croke Park against Wales. That's the OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.